We have a quorum. We have a quorum, so we'll go ahead and get started. Give you a little background. The Student Fee Advisory Committee is a new requirement that has been put into state law that we have to have a committee to review the student fee structure that we have for activity fees. It's required that we have 4 staff members and 5 students on the board. And so as long as we have a quorum, we can go ahead and get started. The charge of the committee is to review the Lee College student fee structure, applicable budgets, and make written recommendations to the president. Penny, who's in the back, who's also serving as our audio person, is also going to be the recording secretary for the group. The first thing we'll do is go around and introduce yourselves and then select a chair for this committee out of the group that's here. So we'll start with Daniel and go around.
My name is Daniel Christie. I'm the Information Service Specialist for Lee College.
My name is Pam Stain. I'm an accountant in the cashier's office.
My name is Michael Ellis. I'm a student here and I also work in the Veterans Center.
My name is Brian Montgomery. I am the SGA president.
My name is Michael Garcia. I'm an accounting student.
John Britt. I'm the Honors Program Coordinator and teach history.
Ray Whitlow, instructor of speech.
And I'm Donetta Suchon, Vice President of Student Affairs. What you have before you, Steve has put together that outlines the accounts that we have and how the student fee money or activity fee money is structured. This is not the student registration fee, right? So there's another one when you look at tuition and fees, there's a registration fee in that. So this does not include that. So this is only those things that pertain to student activities. Just to give you a note is that the minimum charge for the student activity fee right now is $15 and the maximum charge is $24. We charge $2.50 per credit hour, so that's about for the 6 credits or a part-time student, and the $24 an hour equals to 9.6 credits that we cap it out at this point. And I'll let Steve talk about the money, how it's collected, and the amount that's put in there, and he can explain to you the sheets that he's given you.
For those of you who don't know me, I'm Steve Evans, the Vice President of Finance and Administration, and you are, it's been recorded, I can't say anything bad. Every year, typically, as we get into the budget process, we try to estimate the amount of the student activity fees we're going to collect for the upcoming year. And on the sheet that VP Suchon just passed out, you can see that the blue one reflects a $335,000 collection of student service fee monies. And that budget turns out to be a little bit high. We typically will collect about $300,000. So as we establish next year's budget, the $300,000 is the number we're going to go with. I know you'd like to hear that, Mike. So we're already cutting your budget, just slightly, though. but what we'll do, we'll come to Mike Splatter and give him an estimate of projections of revenues, and then he will go in turn sit down with the SGA and the clubs, and then I guess you solicit budget proposals to spend that money. We can do that. We do that now. Okay, we're gonna elect a chair to conduct the rest of the meeting.
I'm sorry, we didn't do that. We need a chair out of this group to conduct the rest of the meeting, and we'll pop in. So, is there someone that you would like to elect? Brian, go ahead and talk.
I guess I'll elect myself. I mean, okay. If we're not.
I'll second that based on his experience with parliamentary procedure.
Okay. Any other nominations? All by if you approve, I'll say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay.
Aye.
Brian is our chair for this meeting, and as president of Student Congress, he'll be fine.
Congratulations, Mr. Chairman. Getting back to the quick presentation. The blue sheet, again, reflects a $335,000 collection of revenue, which we're going to downgrade somewhat to $300,000 for the 2014 fiscal year. And this particular, on the blue sheet, this actually sorts out the budgets by department within student activity area. So you see intramurals, and you'll see a total for 417,500, the total budget for intramurals, 43,800. And they're all sorted and totaled in that manner. You see student activity fee budget, 192,274 for student activities, Phi Theta Kappa, 2395, and so forth. I think, still are one of the few schools in the state that actually handle our monies with student activity fees in the way that we do. A lot of schools that I know of, a lot of my counterparts, actually take the activity fee money and use it primarily to fund scholarships or athletics, and don't get a lot of input from students. So we've kind of gotten your input all along, but this formalizes that process. I think it's a good process to have your say in that and to give us an idea of what you need. I think it's good that the student clubs have this money to operate from. I think it's served them well and served us well as a college. The second sheet that VP Sushan passed out is actually the same numbers, but sorted a little bit differently. This is sorted by the type of expenditure you may spend the money on. So, for instance, if you drop down to, we'll start about the third one down, 114,000, Department of Student Activities, the line description says salaries, full-time. And you see two lines for salaries. And what that's telling us is that under salaries, and these are clerical salaries, we pay out $58,000 in clerical salaries. If you look above that, there's an account 113,000, another salary. We took the names off to kind of protect the innocent here, but that student activity fee salary is $54,951. So you look at all the salaries that are paid for from student activity fee budgets. That's $140,000 roughly coming off the top. So next year of your $300,000, $140,000 for salaries, that leaves you $160,000 operating money to divide amongst the clubs or what have you. I will say also, typically the student activity fee money is not used in full. You want me to say that? I mean, and I think that through the leadership of Mike Splitter and the SGA, been very, very good stewards of the money. There's always money left over. And on campus, when we need to find a group that has money, it's usually the SGA has the money. And you funded some projects for the college over the years with some of that rollover money. And we've been very, very appreciative of that. And that rollover money has ran from as low at about $20,000 a year to one time as high as $140,000 a year. With salaries being at the $160,000 range now, probably that rollover won't be quite as high, you know, probably in the $20,000 to $50,000 range. But that's, from the college standpoint, this is easy. We basically give you an operating amount, and you talk with Mike Splitter and come up with a budget for that. And so we kind of take a hands-off approach to that and let you guys kind of run with it, and you've done a good job with it. And I don't want to see us change that unless you guys have other thoughts on that.
I recommend we keep it the same because we're actually allowing the students to take charge of what they're doing, and the organizations are doing the right thing and not abusing the power of being able to elect who has what proposals. So it's a good plan.
Mm-hmm. Other thoughts? Can that be a formal proposal? Okay, that's a motion by Brian to retain the current budget process for these fees.
I second it.
A second. Any more discussion? Mike, you want to add anything? See, I heard quietly, I'm going to make you add something, but okay. All right.
All in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed? The ayes have it.
Very good. One thing I was going to bring up is that the possibility, have we considered increasing the fee in some time? I can tell you from the institutional standpoint, we really have not. That is something else that you can consider. If there's another activity function on the student service side you want to fund, this is the perfect fee to do that. I think we've done a good job with our intramural program. Mike's bringing along club sports. A lot of these fees cover that. We're very, very thankful for that. I mean, there's a lot of things we're able to do at the college because of these monies, and so it really, really means a lot to us. But it is an area where we haven't increased these fees in many years. It's probably been at least 10 years.
The last time we increased was 2007, and we increased okay. $3. And before that, we had it increased in 19 years.
Okay, so we had a 2007 increase. Okay.
That was Dr. Ellis's question.
Okay. Did you want them to decide on the fee amount now, or do you wait on that to another meeting into the budget process, or? Can? Okay. Yeah, go ahead. I'll let you take back over.
Probably at this point, if you would like to, one of the other things that we have to do is make a recommendation to the president, who will take it to the board and to Steve. If you're happy with the fee now, which is $250 per credit hour with a minimum of 15 and a maximum of 24, you can vote on that. If you would like to think about it and have us meet again another time closer to the budgeting process, we can do that. Or you can decide today to leave the fee as it is.
I would actually... kind of think about it a little bit.
Okay.
Can you allow the committee to actually talk about this before
sure.
we make a proposal? So later on, when we actually come closer to a decision-making time, we'd like to reconvene and figure that out.
Okay. What's our deadline, Steve?
I'd like to ask Mike a question, if I could. Is the current fees, budget, and what have you, sufficient to meeting your needs, the student activities director?
Well, right now, it probably is. I think the one thing we have to keep in mind is if we would get a 2 or 3% raise, okay? Well, of course, everyone would get that. Well, it's easy to say, well, let's give Mike Splutter and his staff a 2 to 3% raise. It's coming out of this fee, you know.
Sure.
If we want to say, well, we want a bigger spring fling and fall fiesta. We don't want to spend $4,000. We want to spend $7,500 on those two events. Well, of course, it's coming out of this fee. Right now, we're at 6 club sports. We could be at 9. If we get to 9, because we didn't have some of the women's sports are coming along a little slower, they're not quite as aggressive. Then, of course, that's more coaches, more pay, and, of course, everything comes out of this fee. So I think that's the one thing the group needs to understand is you see that big number, but once you start taking off salary, insurance, retirement, I mean, every single penny, from my staff, myself, and my people that work under me are coming out of that. And then you need student assistants to run the game room and the gymnasium. That's coming out of that number. And then you're going to have events. So that's why you see Campus Activities Board with a $35,000 budget, because we do 30 events. So it's just a matter of what we think, or you think as a committee, and with our help too, on what direction you want to go. I mean, we don't need $1 million budget, but I mean, as prices go up, as things happen, you know, like I said, if we do get a 3% raise, which would be nice, or a 2% raise, that's still $4,000 coming right off the top of salaries, retirement, and insurance. And as the students can tell you, there's probably 5 clubs on this campus that, 5 to 6 clubs total, would be a $4,000, you know, budget. So I never can have a yes or no answer when you call on Mike Splutter, unfortunately. But I mean, for one more year, do I think it's sufficient? I mean, we are going to get cut. He just said that. It's just a matter of what kind of programming you really want to see.
I have a question. You said the last time they raised it was in 2007.
Yes.
And they raised it by $2.50.
$3.
It was $3 across the board. I'm not not sure how they figured that, but it went up $3.
Why did they raise that $3 then? Was the insufficient funds? They needed more.
It was getting down a little bit insufficient funds. Like I had stated, it hadn't gone up in 19 years. I don't think we could really name too many items that haven't gone up in price in 19 years. So just with inflation and then trying to have more events and then I think the vision was to expand into the recreation and the club sports, and even back then, even though it wasn't that president that really pushed it.
And then I have a question on top of that. Since 2007, what has the trend been? Have we been stable, or have we had a major excess, or has our excesses slowly declined year by year?
Well, Steve Evans could probably do a little bit more on that, but we've always had a little bit extra, like he said, because we have been very frugal with our money. This new government has done good with that. It really depends on the enrollment, because you got to remember, this is all based on enrollment. So we need 5,000 full-time students at that 12 credit, that are paying the 24. If we had 6,000 students that were all just taking one class and we're paying the 15, we couldn't operate, obviously. So some of it's based on, he has to do a good job, especially a year ahead of time when we're doing budget hearings, to project, what's our enrollment going to be? Are we going to go up by 500 people, or are we going to go down by 500 people? Because that could be five cap events right there. So I guess that's your charge, is you have to kind of anticipate too what you think we're going to have.
Steve, do you know where we fall compared to other community colleges?
I mean, I don't know exactly, but I do know, if you look up, like, I've looked up Lone Star Kingwood, I've looked up Houston Community College, they're right at that, like, 250, like we are, per credit. Obviously, they have more students.
Right.
They just combine it all, and they divvy it out, but we're right.
Steve, why was it cut from $335,000 to $300,000?
Enrollment projections, yeah. And also, I guess, the mix of part-time and full-time affected that. So I think we'll take the approach that we, because here's the thing, even if we reduce it to $300,000, if there's more money, they still get it. If we project $300,000, establish budgets on that, and the money comes in at $330,000, that money still is retained here. And we can adjust those budgets during the year. So I think rather than go high to start the year with, we'll go a little lower and see how it goes and add money to the pot if we can during the course of the year. Let me add another thing as far as timing. Whatever you decide to do, if you decide to change the amount of the fee, if it's changed, it'd be difficult for us to make that change for the fall, because we're going to be registering for fall shortly.
We already are
registering for fall. So the change that we decide upon would be implemented in the spring, okay? But it's not to say we still need to get things done pretty quickly. We try to get things tied up with the board and get all the approvals for fee changes and so forth, usually in about the June time frame. So you've got a little time to deliberate on this, but we still need it done. I mean, I'm sure a lot of you don't want to be here during the summer anyway, but by June, we need to have this wrapped up. Okay.
How much was it raised in 2007?
$3.
And do you know how much it was raised in 1988?
Yeah, $3 in 2007 was the student fee increase then. What the state law says is you can charge up to 250. So that's what's in the law. Okay. So I don't think you'll go that high on it, but that is what the cap is on it from the legal standpoint in here.
And you do see that If you go to the University of Houston's website, it's 140, and you know the four-year schools are way higher than the community college.
I just want to make sure I'm clear. Oh, I'm sorry. But I want to make sure I'm clear on how this $3 that you mentioned in 2007 worked. Does that mean that the minimum and maximum went up $3? Is that how that works?
Yes.
So it went from 12 to 15
20, yes.
and 21
yes.
to 24?
I was just going to ask, what's it at right now?
24 is the max.
24.
Okay, right. And that is equivalent to about 9.6 credit hours. So you're about a three-quarter time student when you pay that. The $15 is the minimum, and so that equates to taking 6 hours or being a part-time student.
Well, the reason I didn't want to actually propose that we make any sort of discussion into this right now is because this is the first time this committee is meeting, so
right.
I'd rather we all take a step back and look at what we've been given, and then step back into the committee and have another audio recording, and then
okay.
do it from there when we actually all have met and are able to talk about this.
All right, let me add one other thing. In truth, I would love to see you change it a little bit from the standpoint of this $250 to the $15 minimum to the $24 max. It's just been kind of butchered over the years. I think that's the way it was back in the 1980s, and it's been kind of added on to. And I think we can make it cleaner. I mean, just an example, maybe $3 per hour. You know, just I'm not saying that's what you should go with, but keep it cleaner. I think would help us.
Would you prefer that it be something like just a flat fee where it's $20 for each student, period?
You could go that way.
I mean, I'm asking, since you are the one that's basically seeing all this, what is your thought?
The downside to that might be you have part-timers who don't access those, the services, the activity fees that are available to them as a normal basis like the full-timers might. So they may feel like they're somewhat cheated and would rather, feel more fair if they're paying for the per-hour charge.
So if we did a in-school fee, if you're going to the school, you're paying the $24. If you're hybrid, you're paying a certain amount, and if you're online only, you're paying a certain amount. I think that
would butcher it again.
Yeah, okay, that's what I'm asking.
I'd rather stick with a per credit hour charge,
yes.
if possible, or a flat fee. I mean, those two would be the way I'd go.
Steve, what about a part-time flat fee and a full-time flat fee?
Could we program that, Pam, or is that a mess?
Well, that would depend, because they might be part-time when the semester starts. And then they may add a class during a late start session, which would make them full-time. I think that's going to get to be a nightmare.
How is that handled currently? If they're just charged again?
Yeah, if they're in 6 hours, they're at $15 an hour, and they go up 3 hours, then their fee just goes up $3.
Okay. I would offer the advantage if it was a flat fee for every student of $20. That's much easier for the student themselves to calculate. Now, obviously, some students, for lack of a better term, would be cheated a little bit on that front, but at least it would be easier to calculate. That's just a thought on that particular item. And in addition to that, I guess I should add this. The student services that are available to students are available whether you're a full-time or a part-time student.
Did you want to plan for your next meeting then, Brian?
Ladies and gentlemen, would we want to discuss something just basically in private, or would we want to actually plan another meeting?
You can't talk in private because we're under state laws. Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
okay.
Something to actually we're able to discuss these proposals and see what's actually here and where we can either raise fees or lower fees, what we're going to do so that we don't just come to the next meeting and it's just everyone kind of trying to figure out what's going on still. So.
Right, and I think you've got some more student
yes.
or SGA meetings where you're looking at budgets
yes.
for next year too.
Okay.
Is this a good time before your committees at 4?
Yes.
If we're meeting next Tuesday, I won't be able to meet. So just, I guess that's why you have a quorum. And so I set the meeting, and then if I can be here, fine. If not, I can't.
Would everyone be open to meeting sometime. Can we discuss sometime next week so we have about a week to determine what's going on in this paperwork? And any discussion at all? Is everyone okay with Tuesday at 3 o'clock next week?
I actually have we have a consultant.
Yeah, that's why I can't be
at 3.
Here.
Yeah, I think I've got another meeting Tuesday.
Okay, well,
how about in 2 weeks?
Would it have to be a Tuesday? I mean, that's what I'm trying to.
No, it does. I don't think it has to be a Tuesday. Not for me, it doesn't have to be a Tuesday.
A Thursday.
Thursday.
Thursday would be fine.
Thursday would be fine at 3 p.m.
We're going to run into a problem next Thursday. What's next Thursday? No, next Thursday actually should be good. That's the 2nd of May.
I may have to cut out because I do have a class at Hargrave High School, and I need to leave here by 4. So
everyone's
up
okay
until
with
then, that's 3, fine with me.
3 p.m. Thursday, May 2nd. It will be the next meeting time. Everyone try and write that into your calendars. Try and be here.
Penny, as the recording secretary, will make sure and remind you. And since Daniel already sets up the room, he'll make sure and set this up.
I think the 2nd should be fine.
Just one piece of information. Since what Daniel said about it being easier to calculate, every other fee that we have, every other, the tuition and the building use and student service are all based on per credit hour. So I think from my terms, because I run the cashier office, it's going to be easier if you keep everything
the same system.
If you keep everything per semester credit hour instead of having to calculate some fees by per semester credit hour and then this fee by flat rate.
So I'm going to try and interpret that from my own mind. So in your mind, it would make more sense to assign a fee to a semester credit hour, and whatever your fee ends up being, there it is, without the minimum and maximum. Is that the idea?
I'm not sure if I have never thought about it, getting rid of the maximum and minimum, but I mean, that's, I'm assuming, something we could do as well.
Did I misunderstand that as a possibility for a way to clean up?
I feel as though if we toss out the minimum, we're going to end up losing money for those students who just want to take one class. If we have the minimum of the $15 and the maximum of $24, it makes sense. Oh, the minimum makes sense, but I mean, I believe that if we end up taking out the price floor, we're going to start losing money because this is a community college and students are going here for one class after work a lot. So.
Yeah, my point was just keep it on a per hour, even if you have the minimum and the maximum, keep it on a per hour basis. I think it's going to be easier for the students because they have a schedule, they can look at it, they see 6 hours, they look across, they see all the fees and the amounts for that number of credit hours.
Okay. Anyone else have any other discussion about this at this time before we? No one? Is that it for you, Steve, Mike?
Good.
All right. Someone move to.
I move to end this meeting.
Second.
All right. We have a move and a second, or a motion and a second. I apologize. And this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
May 2nd.